Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. We are off to a slow start, so we'll see how things maybe pick up in the next few minutes. This is a pre-eclipse show, and I hope you all are paying attention to it due to the, you know, energy that we are going to be.
Pure energy.
I know, you're pure.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
Thank you for that, Jimbo. Yeah, with this hybrid eclipse situation that is going to be coming on, especially for those that are in Australia and some other regions not here. But we can all watch it. What did you say, Tim, on their NASA's website?
Yeah, NASA's website is going to broadcast the stuff live. I think some other ones, like CBS News' little YouTube channel, there's different website stuff. And then there's probably a lot of people be doing it on their own, too. So you're probably easy to start around 9:30. You should probably start Googling.
Eastern.
You'll see more. Yeah, Eastern Standard Time. That is true because it's not happening here. You'll be able to probably see lots of pop-up stuff on Google searches on where you can watch it live. No, it isn't. Like, it's going to be, you know what it is.
What's it going to be?
It's going to be paint drying, grass growing, because it's a very slow thing. You know, it's not a real super fast thing.
And kind of,
relatively speaking,
if you've seen one, you've seen them all, kind of, except this one's a real different situation. So it might be nice to, I guess it only happens a couple times in a century, a few times.
What do you mean for this particular
type? What's happening?
The hybrid one, yeah.
And I wanted to ask, we don't seem to have very many folks, do we?
Well,
I'd save it for a little later.
Got a couple here right now. Remember, Deb, we started late too, so you got to take that into consideration.
Okay, I only see Laura.
Right.
Remember, hi, Laura.
We started about 7 minutes later than normal, so you got to add that buffer into your plans here. Okay.
Okay.
Remember, because those notifications on Facebook, there is no rhyme or reason how fast they go out to people that were live.
Oh, you'd like to see the fur babies. You bet we could. They're really not here.
I just explained it.
What, that they're...
I just typed it in.
But we'll plan for that.
Yeah, see, I just explained it.
Because all we've got is...
I did just type that
all
in.
All right, then, yeah. Fine. I won't speak.
No, you can speak. I just want to let you know, though, that so you don't sound like uninformed. You can speak because the blog talkers aren't seeing what's being typed that are listening. Somebody wanted to see our dogs. And we said, well... three that you can't count on for silence are in another room.
Yeah.
And the one you can out silence, he's got a routine. It's like, oh, during the show, he just goes and naps. He crashes hard during the show. The big boy.
What we're going to do is make these what did I call it? Alternate.
We're going to alternate.
Yeah, on Wednesdays.
Alternate Wednesday, we're going to call it.
And... what we'll do is we will take one blog call, and then we're going to take the Facebook question.
Yeah, hence the opening. Yep, exactly.
But we haven't fully advertised it, so we don't expect, you know, a big draw right away.
But based on all the other shows, look at like, what was the one last one we did yesterday? We had like 14 people on Facebook.
Sure, that was great.
And they didn't know that that they would even get one. Matter of fact, we didn't even get a Facebook reading in, did we?
No.
Yesterday?
Oh,
did we get one or two?
I thought.
Oh, you got Catherine for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, she called in. That's right. It was something. Yeah, I don't know. But no.
By the way, on the Catherine situation, came out perfectly with the judge today.
As we discussed.
Yes. So she was so happy with the outcome. And she is off at the, what did I say his name is? Something Benson. George Benson concert in Tampa.
I don't know who that is.
I'm not quite sure either.
I remember the show Benson. There were that many in the 70s, 80s, 70s. Yeah. He was the butler guy that kind of had an attitude all the time.
Yeah, didn't they have that song, Moving On Up? No.
No, that was the Jeffersons.
That's right. I loved that show.
That was a good one, too.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Easy. All right.
So, one thing before we get too busy here, make sure you make an intention on this hybrid eclipse that we've got going. And I'm wondering, actually, and I'm going to ask it later in the show, too, how many of you might have had a tower moment today? Wow. I certainly did.
It's probably a good thing to bring up again halfway through the show. Important facts that some people aren't getting
exactly,
right now.
Exactly, that aren't even here.
Right.
But those of you that may be versed in tarot, I'm not, but I've learned about tower moments. Completely agree with it. It's when all of a something that is a bit of a, has a cataclysmic event or effect on you, you just go into a tailspin. It's like you have crying jags. All of a sudden, you don't know how you're going to cope with this. What is actually happening is it's a shift. You are experiencing a shift, and it's called a tower moment. Read up on it. Oh, I bet some of you already know plenty about it.
Probably a few people here. Yeah.
There is a card in the tarot deck that is a tower. And as I said, I don't read tarot. I would love to learn, but it seems like it's reading hieroglyphics to me. I cannot get it.
Well, and see, sometimes your cards can be like that at first. To people, seem very daunting.
Oh, it does. But,
it seems like, oh my God, there's 52 damn cards and where they are and how they're arranged. Jesus God, how can I learn that?
How did you learn algebra? Or how did you learn, what else would there
be? You crawl before you walk and walk before you run. You got to start at the beginning, right?
Yes, Laura said that's why her mood has been so up and down today. I honestly thought I was losing my mind there for a while because, Jim and I were taking care of things and something went awry with a car situation. I just burst into tears and he's like, Deb, it's only a car. But in that particular moment, tower moment, yep, that's what it was. So, yeah, be gentle with yourself. You'll often have these, like lose a job, have a car accident. Oh, what were some others said today?
Those are pretty catastrophic things.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It's a tower moment.
But there's probably ones that aren't as life-changing but are still tower moments. People maybe decide a different path of a career. Doesn't mean they lost a job, right? But they still said, you know what? I just realized that I'm sick of this fucking job. I'm starting from scratch at a whole new gig.
Well, and what happened with the car, I sold the car and I got $400 and some less than I wanted. This was not a catastrophe, but it felt like it.
It was actually pretty normal.
Yeah.
Well, and she almost hit a deer, Laura did. Oh, I haven't got to my spiel yet, so there's no official international shout-outs yet.
Ooh, look what it
did. I saw that.
Yeah.
We were just watching Paranormal Cock.
Yes, yes, they're trying to contact us.
Right.
All right, anyways.
Damn deer.
Boy, that's not good.
No, we're from a place where that is one of the most feared things when you're driving down the road.
Oh, and the worst thing is if they come through your windshield, they got those really bad hooves. Hoofs.
Yeah.
Tomato,
whatever you want to say.
They can beat the living hell out of you.
Yeah.
So they say back in Minnesota, they'd say just hit the deer.
Drive through it.
Don't try to, we have a son that tried to swerve, remember?
A lot of people have.
Yeah.
A lot of people have. That's because that's your instinct when you have a, what's funny is remember how everybody goes through these catastrophes and say everything just went to slow motion? Your brain kicked into like super high speeds, so everything seemed in slow motion. And the first thing your brain says, avoid it, right?
Yeah.
Any accident, avoid. That's your logic. Avoid. And even though it's not necessarily the hindsight, the right thing to do, you should just maybe just grab the wheel, put your foot on the brake slowly, and just ba-boom, brace for impact and see what happens.
Oh, sure, because you got to go kind of through it.
Got to go through it, yep.
But you'll end up in the rhubarb and then, the ditch.
Right.
And
not your
who the hell knows what'll happen to you then?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's, yeah. That's everybody's instinct goes avoid.
Yeah.
It's in our, it's in our, it's ingrained in your driving skills from all your life of driving.
Yeah.
So Deb.
Oh, well, all right. Remember
have you
talked, everybody.
Talked yet?
Ordinary deck of playing cards. All we use for the readings. There are two other tools, however.
Tools.
We do use choice and change, which is the most dynamic aspect of this method. Because what we perceive as the path you are taking into the future holds many opportunities for change. I like to call it, you can choose the path or you can refuse the path. And there will be options in the way that you can navigate your life to the future. This goes for relationships, jobs, oh God, family, neighbors. It seems like a lot of people have issues with neighbors or coworkers. I don't know why, but it falls into that category. And there's a lot you can do creatively, spiritually, and emotionally to help you around all of that. So anyway, I want to mention that. Also, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of the readings that we do. Now, if I was in private session with you, we would repeatedly lay the cards down in the layout. However, we don't, we, you know, we have a time constraint with the show. So you get one layout, and it gives me a chance to see the lay of the land, so to speak, the land of your life. But
I have a question about that, and I keep forgetting to bring it up because I don't want to interrupt you, but then, I forget. That's a problem. That's a lot of times I interrupt because I have such a bad memory. It's like, if I don't interrupt the same question,
interrupt.
I'll forget it. It's gone. Because if I was at court, I would have to write stuff down.
Well, sometimes they're boomerangs.
You'd have to
back.
Write it down. And that's why a lot of times we see those lawyers writing shit down because they got stuff to bring up later because they can't interrupt. You say, I use a full 24-card layout. What other types of layouts are there?
Oh, my God. I have a whole book.
Well, I didn't know. That's what I said.
Yeah,
because some people are like, what do you mean full 24?
You can
what,
do like a Celtic cross.
See,
about,
that's what I did.
Yeah.
I always, when you say I
that's
do a full.
That's a good question.
Because every time you say I do a full 24-card, I'm thinking, okay, well, you have 52 cards. Why is that? Why is it not a full 52-card layout? So is that the max? The 24 is the biggest one there is?
For me, I prefer it. I can also teach you the bed.
Oh, the bed. We talk about. How many cards is that?
Now, that is 16.
Oh, so 24 still is like your max. And
yeah.
Your method, 24, is the biggest layout there is then, right?
Yeah, and Grandma used to say about the bed, you make your bed and then you lay in it. But it's a very insightful other way. Now, a lot of times I will include that in my session.
Really?
So
I guess if they ask, or do they ask for it? Or?
Hi, Jen.
We're going to give all the international accolades here.
People
shortly.
Get addicted to it. And I think it would be too hard to do on the show. I'd have to think about it because normally I would take this deck and do this with it in front of you, for those of you that can see. And you would then, anywhere in the deck, stack them up, one on top of the other, upside down, 16. And before I would have fanned them out like that, I would have pulled out the card to indicate you. Like for me, it's the Queen of Clubs. For him, it's the King of Spades.
For who?
For you.
Oh, okay.
Probably why you are in the career field you're in.
Whatever, maybe.
Yeah,
probably. All right, shall I jump in, or are you still going to wrap here?
No, I'm wrapping.
She's wrapping. She's wrapping it like a present.
Yes, I'm wrapping. All right, go ahead.
There's no big rush. I was just curious. That's all. I didn't want to. I don't like when we just sit here and look at each other. Oh, it's my turn. We want to welcome everybody and remind everyone the show is for information and educational purposes only. We also want to remind everybody, this is what we're going to jump in, that if you're an international caller on Blog Talk or a Facebook viewer, let us know and we will give you live internet shout out as we can. Right now, we have Laura from Canada. And we have Rachel from the land down under. And Rachel is in the place where the eclipse can, at least she's in the continent where it can be viewed.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's in the exact location to get maximum viewership.
Something
Rachel
about
can let
Western,
us know.
Western Australia was going to get a pretty good show.
She's going to have a lot of knowledge on location stuff here, when and where. For
yeah,
her,
and you can go ahead and say anybody that joins us, you know, like anybody.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're talking about me. Anyway, I don't know. She's talking to some kind of woman.
We were talking before all of you, instead of, you know, just to recap slightly, we were talking about the eclipse that is going to... Do you remember what time it's going to?
Rachel said she'll be watching. Coverage, internet coverage is starting at like 9:36 Eastern time. I don't know what that. I haven't dug into it hard enough because I'm not there. I could tell you if this was something happening over where we are, I wouldn't have lots of knowledge of it. I'd be all over it.
No, I don't know.
We might be broadcasting live. We might have done a later show if it was here.
Of
course, it would have been earlier.
Is there still the precaution of not looking directly at
it? You never, ever do it. It's like you never, ever, ever. Even if you don't put your sunglasses on and do it, you got to have special, special dark lenses. When I was a child, and not even adults have it too, there's a special filter you can screw onto like your telescope eyepieces so you can actually look at the sun in the middle of the day safely with a telescope, mind you. And you can actually see sunspots and stuff. Now, that was perfect. I took that little thing to school one time when, many years ago in the 70s and watched a partial eclipse.
So, in other words,
super dark, super
don't
duper
be an
dark.
Idiot like I was when I was 17. And I didn't believe them when they were warning everybody. And I looked out the window at that was that one solar eclipse. Remember, you said you were at school.
I was in school. Yes, I remember that in the middle of the day.
I would say for 2 decades after, every time I looked at, like, sunlight shining, like, say, on the chrome of a car, something like that, or on the water, my eyes had been affected by that eclipse.
Yeah, yeah, that's
it took
bad.
It a long time for it to go away.
It's terrible. You can get permanent damage, I mean, or long-lasting, like she did. You don't have a proper, and you've got to know that it's dark enough, type of, like, filtered glass. Like, a lot of them, there's different welding ones, but even some of those, it depends. Well, the sun one was perfect because that's made for putting on the telescope, magnifying the sun and looking at it safely. Then you're good there. Piece of paper, two pieces of paper, poke a hole in it, and then you just hold it apart and just cast a little image, and you see a little.
Hmm.
So we did that. We did do that. Somebody else did that at school. They were like, hey, look at that. And I said, yeah, hey, look at this. And show them. I'm like, oh, what has he got? Where you can look right at it safely.
Rachel says they're going to be observing it at 2 p.m.
Her time.
tomorrow.
Yeah, obviously, because if it was... That 9-something our time, ain't no damn sun.
No,
so
that would be
here.
Like, that would be in the middle of the night for us, I think.
It would be no sun. No El Suno. Sun already set would have occurred.
So make sure you all set an intention because you want to get a hold of that energetic activity from the eclipse.
And the reason it's called a hybrid is because there's different types of eclipses, all right? Basically, imagine looking at an object, like a certain size object, and you hold your finger out. When it's further away from your eye, you're not blocking it out, right? As soon as that gets closer and closer, you start blocking things out. That, well, the moon, distance from the moon and the Earth is why sometimes they're annular eclipses where the moon is further away from Earth, so it doesn't block out the whole sun, so it looks like you got a pretty little ring. Other guys, it blocks it all the way out. This one is like right on the freaking edge of both. It's right on that distance.
Look at that.
Kind of
it's
sort of
a fire. They called it like a ring of fire.
Yeah, it's right on that distance where there's depending on where you are in Australia and certain times and stuff like that, they're going to get both effects. That's why it's so rare. They're going to actually see the annular thing, and then they're also going to see it totally blocked out, which that's what makes it the rarest. Usually you get one or the other. It's on a solar eclipse, a total one.
We were saying early man must have had the crap scared out of them when these things would happen.
Yeah, probably the ones that weren't really into it, but a lot of those societies, like the the Egyptians and the Mayans and a lot of those places, really were into freaking time, the solar, and a lot of them, they knew when this shit was coming, even way back in the day.
They knew?
A lot of them did. They could predict, a lot of these were really hardcore into studying the stars and the sun and all that stuff.
And, the wives' tales and the, you know, I read... that in India, pregnant women are not supposed to be outside during a eclipse.
Yeah, not a physical truth necessarily. It's one of those things that has lasted in their culture forever, right?
Yeah, because the belief is there's debris in the atmosphere, and an eclipse is going to kind of kick that up a notch.
Which, you know, thousands of years ago, that made probably, you think about it, man, that I could buy that, you know, thousands of years ago about knowledge and any educational stuff that we know now. I say, okay, how can I dispute that, you know? But now it's like, no.
No.
But you know what? If you believe and you want to play it safe, you got nothing to lose by staying in if you really do, you know, because you can, if you believe in things, you can believe in things that can harm yourself. You can believe yourself into getting sick. So why would you take a chance?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah. Do you want to do your little...
Yes, okay, I got to finish. I did the international thing. We gave our shout-outs, and I'll give them as I go. The Kimora Associates. So far, it's just Laura from London and Rachel, who is a lucky dog who's going to watch the eclipse down in the land down under today. For her, it's daytime. It's going to be about 2 p.m., as she said, because that's pretty good time. Sun up high. All right. Hopefully, they have nice weather, because if it's cloudy out, you're going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be pissed. You're going to see the darkness.
If it isn't NASA recording this from on high.
I don't know where they're doing it. I'm sure they're fine places, and you know, I don't know. I don't know what the hell they're doing where they are. Rosemary, it's for where we are in the Eastern time zone, they say like a lot of the coverage is starting at 9:30-ish. It's typically websites like NASA's websites. I think CBS News might. You can Google it when it's closer to 9:30.
And it's going to be all over the internet tomorrow.
Yeah. And then for those that you can watch the after the thing, that's what I usually do, because a lot of times they do that time-lapse photography and they speed it up. It's really cool when they speed it up.
By the way, for those of you that have just joined us and were here last evening, everything worked out beautifully with Catherine, with her situation with the judge.
Remember that, yeah.
Yeah, she had a wonderful discussion with the judge. So it all worked out.
We kind of thought so.
Yeah, we did.
The card said so. We kind of thought so logically. A lot of times they say, like, when you're doing evidence, there's different types. You want to do it like the cards give you one tool of insight, and then logically you say, you know what? All these things say it's going to happen. And that's what it was like. A judge calling somebody? That's unheard of. That means that's the guy that cares.
And that's what they were doing.
He cares.
Exactly what we were discussing. They were catching up with people that seemed to be not quite in the system anymore.
That's a guy that actually cares. Or a gal. I think it was a gal, I think somebody said. I don't know. Or maybe it was a guy. Anyway, that's a judge. Because it could be male, female. We don't know.
It was a male.
Okay. That's a judge that actually cares enough to do that. You know, because he's sensitive situation, this custody thing. You don't want to just screw somebody because... COVID and other events, and it's what he wanted to call, talk to him. She gave her, explained the situation. He goes, okay, well, I'm going to do this, and you do that, and everything's going to be cool. Everything's good. You're good. Don't worry.
Yeah.
That was very nice of him.
Yes.
And I thought so. The fact that he said, I'm going to call you around this time tells me that, because if he wanted to be a dick, he would have just said, come to court. Come to court this date before my bench. That means he's going to drop a hammer, usually.
It must be fun to have that kind of power.
Oh, yeah, they are little. When you go in those courtrooms, they own that. They're like little.
It's like our own.
Emperors.
Yeah, it's like our own royalty.
It is. When they're in that courtroom, boy.
You don't go in there and start.
They don't cuff that man.
Yeah, you don't start flipping off with crap in the courtroom. They will silence you.
Yeah, I mean, you can just. There's like. So anytime, basically, that you are a little bit out of line, they hit you with contempt, and good luck fighting that, appealing the contempt. And anyway, you can appeal all you want, but when they fight you for contempt, it's going to be dollars and or take them away. Bailiff, lock them up, take them away.
Yep, they got a lot of power.
They do.
Power.
And I think they have to. I understand why they need to do that to keep things civil and order and stuff. So
all right,
okay, five.
What?
I haven't even given the number yet, but you know what?
That's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. It's not right. If we did one show a month, I would understand that people would get pissed at me right now for not getting into the readings. But you guys, come on, folks. You guys know we do a lot of shows.
Well,
if we don't get to you tonight.
People are dropping here because I suppose we're not performing with the readings yet.
Are they really? I don't know if they're dropping. They just never really got to double digits.
We went from up high to down low.
Swing low, sweet chariot. All right. We don't need me because I would be unemployed if that was my career. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll be told you can listen to the show while you wait. and that is a fact. I called in. I heard the show. Everything's cool. The delay is minor. It's expected 5 seconds. You're going to get that going through phone lines and internet. That's 5 seconds is good audio-wise. Facebookers and Blog Talkers, so you know, in case you missed it at the beginning, it is Alternate Wednesday.
That's good.
So, Alternate Wednesday. Yeah, you got to give them a little catchy phrase. So what we're going to do on Alternate Wednesday is we are going to one-for-one alternate. We're going to start with a blog talk call, and then we're going to go to a Facebooker. Now, if Facebooker isn't there, then we'll go right back to blog talk calls. And vice versa. If somehow the callers drop off, we'll keep on Facebook. But if everybody's lined up, we're going to alternate. And there's nothing wrong with that because we like things to be fair and just. And it's Wednesday.
Nurses is like it, yeah. Oh, and if
and
any of
Wednesday.
You want to do the butterfly effect, I call it a game, but it really
we should probably plan that maybe for Friday.
Well, if anybody's on tonight that wants that.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Yes, that's true.
Yes, if they're on and they are going to be gone working, whatever, on Friday.
Sure.
You can always request it. And that's where, if any of you have seen, and it's actually called the butterfly effect. Okay? It's actually called that. And then we all took dental floss and we sewed our necks back on after we sliced it with a knife.
I'm sick of typing. I worked from home because there was stuff going on here. I did a lot of
wasn't
typing.
Even listening.
I work on a computer. I didn't want to listen. I'm busy reading, doing my job here. Moderating. I'm a moderator. All right. Laura, when we get to the Facebook folks, we'll throw it out there. We're going to typically request the preferred method for Facebook communication is audio or video chat through Facebook Messenger to Deborah Lee. And the reason for that is it's instant, like the blog talk phone calls. If we do the typed question, but we'll do it. If we have to, we have to. It really drags down the process.
What
there's
is
a huge
Rachel?
Delay.
Rachel's going to have some kind of party with son and doggy. But what is she having? A nice lips party? I don't know. Do you see it? I don't know.
An eclipse party. She's trying to. She's probably on her phone, maybe. So you want to minimize that stupid keypad on your phone so you abbreviate everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and Rosemary says, Deborah, leave our Jimbo alone.
Right.
He's working.
That's right. Doing my primary job. My primary job is a moderator here. And, oh, boy, let's knock on all.
Yes,
lots,
ma'am.
We got lots of wood here. The reason that I'm really here a lot is to help try to protect you guys because those scam bastards come in the chat and answer questions. But I have to be there because I got the power. She's given me powers to block them, ban them, kick them to the curb. So I just kind of I have to focus a little bit on that. But, how that goes.
If I forget, tomorrow put it back on the blue.
Okay.
It's too harsh.
She'll do so.
The queen has spoken.
Let it be said, let it be written. All right. Let's freaking kick this shit off.
That shit.
31, well, look at it. Better late than never, but, The thing is, we don't get paid per hour. Oh, that's right. We don't get paid at all. So give us a break. It's
we're
a free
paying
show.
For the show.
Actually, we give money out of our pocket to do this.
Yeah.
Because Blog Talk takes money every month. All right. It is what it is. We love it. You love it. Everybody loves it. Who's my first caller? Let me go look on my wrist. My wrist. Like, I should talk like a Asian. But some of the front row, like that. Deck the halls with balls of barley. Remember that from the Christmas story?
Was it?
The Christmas story dogs ate the turkey and they had to go to the only place that was open. On Christmas Day was the freaking Chinese place down the street. And they brought out the duck and they were singing Christmas carols for him and stuff. And the one guy comes out, the head guy, he's in charge. He can speak. He can pronounce the L's. He goes, no. He's trying to get him to sing it properly. For classic movie. Classic movie. Our first caller is a patient person, nonetheless. Oh, look at that. Sometimes, 216, which is Ohio. 216. Welcome to the show.
Ohio, welcome. Hi, who are we talking to?
I didn't think I'd be first. I just turned my volume up. It's Sharon. Hello.
Hey, welcome back, Sharon. Yeah. Well, you never know when you're first or not.
Well, you know, I called Friday, and remember we had such a bad connection that evening. I kept getting echoes, remember?
Yeah.
Yes. What happened there is Friday, and then we did it again Saturday. We had a different computer that connected to Block Talk, and we think the computer still has some bells and whistles and extra firewalls up or delayed everything. So we switched back to my computer. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, but honest to God, when I was talking to you Friday, I would talk normally like this, and everything would come back to me when I said in the middle of you talking. I didn't even get half your answers. But then,
And then there was like a freaking almost a full minute delay, too. It was horrible. But, hey, that is the past. Now is the future. Communication
hello.
Take it away.
I'm relaxed. I'm rested. I'm happy, usually. Can you just look and see what's coming up at my career, my job, in the next, like, 60 days? And to see anything you pick up would be absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
Do you feel like something's coming?
Yeah. What do you feel like?
I just feel like we're going to have more changes. And I don't know, like maybe someone's going to leave. I don't know. They're implementing so many changes in my department. Just anything you pick up, I could be totally off on this.
Hey, I am place. I work at a pretty large company and I've done so for 20 bazillion years. I don't know where it is now anyway. And I started there in 97. So do the math. Anyway, 26 years, I guess this month.
I think that's good though. Stability. That's good.
April, 26 years. But anyway, it's a huge company and they just, I know what you're going. They say, we're going to do all these changes because there's no reason to, but we're going to do all these changes. You don't know what the hell is going to happen. People are moving around. They're creating new titles, creating new jobs. And you're like, what are you guys freaking doing? Yes, nothing was broken. You don't have to fix things that aren't broken all the time, but they do. And sometimes things are broke, so that's cool when they do that. But a lot of times they make changes because some new manager come along. Well, I must change things because I'm a new manager. Well, you're a dumbass. You don't have to do that.
No. This could be a horse of a different color.
It could be. You're right. Exactly.
But years ago, I worked in a business that they would have a certain amount of money that they have to spend for, furniture,
there are
whatever.
There are departmental budget things
and
like that.
And if they didn't spend it, then next year they'd get less.
Yeah, the government's famous for that.
That was on the office, too.
Yes, the office, pretty much. It's like it's like ass backwards thinking. It's like we should ask our departments to save money. But then the flip side is, we're trying to cut budget. That department didn't use all their money, so they don't need this much. We can give them less next year. So what the department's going to do? We're going to spend every goddamn dime
and
up
to
the last
business,
minute.
And in that business, the guy that was the head of that department I was in, he'd come in and say, okay, what do you think we need? Should we get a new conference table?
Yeah,
with
exactly.
A bunch of brand new cushy chairs, you know, because they had to unload that money.
Yeah, if I was in the Navy, and October is usually this fiscal year thing in the government area, right around early September, they'd be getting all sorts of new tools. Yay, we're getting new tools now, even though they were miserating the budget. They were tight on the budget. I need a wrench. Screw you. You're going to get a wrench. But come September, we got like freaking $7,000 to spend. Buy some damn tools.
Okay, now what I've got for you, Sharon, is I'm hearing the word consolidation. So I think it's going to be consolidating departments, which may not make any sense to you at all because it's looking like a very frustrating idea as it is. But
you give some of these manager type, these guys that are like 2-3 levels above you, I've got this great idea. We're going to implement all this. We're going to make everything better. It's like, dude. If things were broke, go for it. If nothing's broke, come on, man. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I think what they want to do, and the cards are saying, this is kind of a messed up idea, is they would like to, and you know the language for this, I don't, where they would say, take you, Jim, and you're doing this type of work, but they want to add this to it. So it's like they're going to incorporate extra like duties on you.
Well, basically all they're doing is they're adding to your responsibilities.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be responsible for all this stuff. Now you're giving me this. But I know I'm not getting a pay raise. Thanks for increasing my workload. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And yeah. That is part of their consolidation plan. Now, we're going into May soon.
Very soon.
You asked for 60 days.
She did say 60 days.
This may be something you won't hear of until the fiscal year ends.
Yeah, and a lot of times these higher-ups, couple level, 2-3 levels higher-ups, they're pretty good at keeping their lips tied, and
yeah.
They're already talking about things, but they don't let it leak out.
No, they don't.
They're pretty good sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes they suck.
Loose
and everybody knows it's coming.
Sink ship.
A lot of times people already know that shit's coming when they say it, but sometimes
yeah.
They really keep a good zip on it. Yeah, so
that's what I'm seeing. And ultimately, once they work out all the bugs in their plan, I think it's going to actually be a good innovation. Everybody.
And the flip side, because I don't want to always be the hate everything. A lot of times they do make changes, and us comfortable worker bees that have been doing stuff for years, they're like, we hate change. Sometimes they actually do make good change.
Yeah, it's going to ultimately.
Sometimes we're like, oh shit, I'm sorry, I was resistant. God damn it, but
yeah.
This is kind of cool.
Well, yeah, some of us love change, and I do. Like, I'm constantly moving the furniture and home furniture.
That is an understatement, but go ahead anyway. She's really understating that.
Anything else you pick up without anything else in the cards?
Let's see.
It's always good to ask that because you can see stuff that has nothing to do with
No, actually,
asking.
That's the thing that really jumps out.
That jumped out? Okay.
Yeah.
That was it.
And
your
everything
question.
Else seems like it's in a wall. Watch out for that girl at work. That is one thing I will tell you. She's right here, front and center, and she would love nothing to stick a proverbial knife straight into your back.
Holy guacamole.
I don't know what her gig is.
Backstabber.
Because she's got no argument with you.
I don't argue with her.
You know,
I do think
it's a past life reference because this stuff will happen. And you both ended up, now you've got to kind of stretch your belief at this point, that you both ended up in this lifetime and maybe weren't even supposed to cross paths, but you did.
I'm still nice to her. Even when she stabs me in the back, I will not let her get to me. I'm just not going to. But I didn't mean to interrupt you.
She's staying, isn't she?
She's staying, isn't she? She's not going anywhere.
Right now, she's not going anywhere.
Not anytime soon. Not to the cards, right?
Right. And I want you to know this particular woman dwells on the past. When she's overthinking, she is just churning up the past things that happened.
Which is stupid, but that's can't let go of the past.
It's like she's got an obsession going. So... Well, anyway, yeah.
I forgot to explain that.
Anything else about her?
Just watch your back.
The normal watch your back with a backstabber. Nothing new coming.
I cross my T's and dot my I's.
Well, then you're already doing the right thing. She didn't see anything new to worry about. But real quick, folks, that was the sound of harps. When the harps come on, the reading with Deborah's over. But you have an angel card on the way out the door. Before we switch to the next caller. Tonight, it's the Angels of Abundance cards, Oracle cards. They're good cards, and I may have some English translation bad stuff I'm going to do, Japanese translation. But her card is, Words of Abundance card is, you have the ability to instantly manifest abundance by choosing powerfully positive words. Always describe your world economic situation in loving and optimistic terms. And then that's what you attract for yourself and others. Sometimes that basically is like a three sentences that say, think positive, manifest it, and you will attract it. That's what that said, the summary of that.
And with us having this eclipse going on, great time to set intentions for yourself.
And the first sentence was basically, it's letting you know you actually have that ability.
Yeah.
This card says you already have that ability to do so. So you should continue to manifest, be positive. And you'll attract positive things, and positive outcomes will be on your horizon.
That's right.
Word up on that, dog.
Always a pleasure to hear from you.
Thank you.
To deal with a bad person here.
I thought I took care of it.
You don't have as many powers on the site Love Dog shows. That one has the most powers. That's why I always have to be on here. This one has the most power. You probably did what you can. You reported it, but I can ban. First of all, I can ban that from the stream. That Jackwad's gone. I can go to their actual webpage. Their webpage. Block them. And any new profiles they may create. So they can't make a new profile to come back in and scam.
Gotcha.
So Chelsea Gaming, goodbye, like the OLL would say. Was that Steve Case, wasn't it, the voice?
What?
No, it wasn't Steve Case himself, the voice. That was
AOL.
It was one of the relatives, right? A friend or a relative.
Some lady that worked there was her husband.
Her husband, yeah. Goodbye.
You had Arnold. Didn't you have Arnold on yours? Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, which one was it? What soundbite was it? Do you remember?
Oh, I can't remember. Sorry.
I had a lot of them. You know what's funny? I got a hold of that soundbite. You've got mail. I have that soundbite, that WAV file.
Oh.
And I still put it on at work. So my outlook at work, except now it's a little glitches. But anyway, there'd be people, you know, the cubicle world that we live in. I would get email, and you could, every time I got an email at work, you'd go, you've got mail. And every once in a while, somebody would be like, hey. I recognize it. That's that AOL thing, but it went, not a lot of people recognize that anymore because that was in the 90s. Damn, thousands too, but yeah.
Now Samuel Jackson is the big one with, I don't want to say her name.
Yeah, with the Amazon Alexis.
I hope she doesn't spell.
Yeah, if we say it, it's coming on. We got two of them. We got a really cool thing. I don't know if you give a shit or not, but we got a combination smoke alarm. The carbon monoxide detector, and it's got an Amazon built into it in the hallway with all the bedroom area, all the stuff, the main traffic area where you want to know.
And it's like a street light at night.
And it has a night light, and you can go in and adjust what color you want and stuff. But anyway, that sometimes I hate it when Amazon puts commercials on TV because people because that thing starts listening to the commercials when they say her name.
It wants to start ordering things.
Yeah, whatever they say, that bitch hears it, starts talking. I'm pointing to, like, the other people. Like,
where
it
is.
The location, yeah. All right. Right now, folks, it's Alternate Wednesday, so we are going to go to the Facebook folks. We would like priority-wise the first person, the audio or video messenger, Deborah Lee.
And 520, hang tight, you're next.
Yeah. So they're blog talkers. It's alternate. We're not dissing you. I know you guys are looking at the clock like, oh, my God, it's almost 8. We've already extended the show.
Or if you've got a quickie of a quest. Oh, there
are. All right. I will let the folks know we have one and to shut it down. Go ahead. All right, blog talkers, stand by. We are getting ready to do our Facebook alternate.
Oh, gee.
And Deborah is failing miserably. There she got it.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Little Morrison for you. God rest his soul.
Who is it?
Oh, Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I am fixing you up here.
Yeah, she's rearranging and doing stuff, and yep. All right. You have the floor.
I want to know more about this man, the love of my life I'm going to meet, please.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
You're not the only one who has said that.
Really?
I got a card reading yesterday.
Well. And yeah. I never feel, what's the word, like threatened by any other readers. No, I don't have the need for that. You know, I think there's enough fish in the sea for all of us. And
I didn't even ask about him. He just said, not the love of your life yet. He's coming soon. You're going to meet him.
So, oh, I love it. Okay,
yeah.
For those of you that are here thinking, what? Okay, here's a little backstory. Laura is waiting for a settlement, and when she receives her settlement, and correct me if I'm wrong, Laura, when she receives it, she wants to move to a different province in Canada. And were you going to build? Are you planning to build there, Laura?
No, buy.
Oh, she's going to buy. but there's going to be a man that's there. And the face I saw was, if you know this reference, Grizzly Adams, who had a TV show. Didn't he? He's not the one that had the bear, is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. His name was Grizzly Adams, not Raccoon Adams. So he did have a bear,
yes.
Just to let you know.
And I never really watched it, but he was a hot-looking piece of man.
Yeah, okay, I'll take
that
word.
Let me tell you.
Ooh. I watched it a little bit because I was younger, and that's a guy with a grizzly. That's interesting. You know, you got to. I wouldn't watch it on a regular basis because, you know.
Yeah, because you had Charlie's Angels to go watch.
I what was the other chick? Not who was the three main ones, the original ones?
Farrah.
And there was Kate Jackson. Who was the other one?
Jacqueline Smith.
I thought she was the best of them all myself.
She's
personally.
A classic beauty.
I thought she was. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they replaced Farrah with Charolette, I thought that's actually a pretty good replacement. Charolette.
It was
Charolette.
She's hot. She's.
Who is hot in their 60s, 70s, and 80s? Who is? Come on.
Well, Steve Tyler thinks he is.
Yes. my tennis shoe could think it's hot, too. I mean, you could think you're hot. Doesn't make you hot.
If I woke up next to that man, he would scare the living you-know-what out of me. Steven.
You know what, though? He's a miracle that he's alive.
Yes, yes.
Because he, in the 70s, you know they rocked hard with those drugs, and he survived.
Yeah. Oh, this is kind of interesting here for you, Laura. I think he either has a son that he does work with, or he has a brother. It's a close family member. And they get along really well. You and this man, when you finally go down the aisle, you are going to meet a lovely bunch of people. This family is like the Waltons, okay? Yeah, and it's nice when you can, you know, marry or join a family like that,
yeah.
And not be treated as an outsider. He is involved. Here's, it's starting to come more and more. He's involved in building homes, flipping homes.
Gotcha.
Real estate
construction side, possibly,
but
he's
a hands-on kind of guy. Okay, he's hands-on. He doesn't want to sit and be a desk jockey, not at all. So he's really good with hands, and I think you're gonna like that.
Who's that thing that I love a man with the slow
hands?
Is that Anne Marie?
No, I thought...
I love a man with the easy
touch.
That wasn't Anne Marie?
Isn't that the Pointer Sisters?
No.
Oh, I don't
know. Oh, look it up. Catherine's not here. She would know.
Catherine.
His name is?
His name. I am not good with the name.
Oh, that's... Yeah, again,
that's
really
my one
now.
Thing.
That's okay.
But you are going to take one look at him, and you're just going to know.
Who did you ask? Who did you tell me it was, Deb?
I said Pointer Sisters. Oh, look at that.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Nailed it hard.
Oh, look at
that. It got me because it was one person singing.
And
it.
Right away he said no.
No, because it was one person. Pointer Sisters usually hear them all singing.
Well, sometimes there's a lead.
You're right. Yes, I assumed, and guess what?
So,
fail.
Your pet rescue, dog rescue, oh, my God, Laura, it's starting to really come through in your card.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are going to be an activist, big time, big time.
Right.
And the guy that works with this man is going to be a great friend to your son. Okay, your son, they're going to have a really good relationship. So I'm very happy to see that because, you know, your son is kind of a lonely guy, lone wolf, you know. It'll be nice for him to have a good friend. So.
Well, he had like 20, 30 friends. And when his girlfriend broke up with him, she took all the friends. I guess she was talking behind his back.
It's almost like losing sides for basketball when people break up. You know.
Yeah,
then,
bullshit.
It's like all of a sudden a world war is going down and... You got to pick a side. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trying to be neutral, but sometimes it doesn't work out for us.
But you can't because,
people do that, they weren't your real friends to begin with.
You are going to be revered in Canada for what you're going to do with rescuing, you know, the little innocent fur babies that are out there. You're going to, there's awards and lots of notoriety coming, and you're going to have quite a nice piece of land for all of this. So I can't wait. It'd be worth a trip up there, you know, to go see her big spread. I mean, her land. You see, you guys have got me doing it now, too.
I said nothing. I am like Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing.
I'm sorry.
I see nothing.
I'm sorry.
I'm just sitting here doing my cards, doing my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, everything else looks good, though, for you. All right. Here's Jim with
All right, here's the Angels of Abundance Oracle cards. These are long-winded, so stand by. It says, subject is power of prayer. Give this situation to God for uplifting and healing, and be open to miracles. Which, if you're praying, you should have, it's called the faith, basically. I like to summarize, like, who the hell am I?
I pray every night.
There you go. And, a lot of people pray because they are desperate. You got to pray because of faith. You know? Heaven's unlimited resources, love, and answers are awaiting your prayers. Be sure to act upon the divine guidance God gives you in response to your prayers. So if you got some kind of response to them, you got to roll with it because it's from the man that you're praying to.
The big dog,
which is God's field records, the big dog in the sky.
Yes. Well, I think that was a good reading for you there.
Thank you. Love you very much.
All right. We talk soon. Okay. Bye-bye, hon. Oh, my gosh. I just love her to death.
Holy
I'm sorry I lost the call. I was driving and I just walked into the house. So sorry.
No, I got a separate blank word file open where I keep track of these numbers. And sometimes cell phone, they drop and they come back and I put them back where they were in line. I do not let you lose your place unless you're gone for like 45 minutes. All right.
Thank you guys.
What's up?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we had a conversation this morning, and it's all good. I mean, it's like, you know, he's making we statements, like we do this or this affects us and, you know, kind of thing. Anywho, I just got home. What do you see in the cards?
So you've been out running around, or was it business? What were you doing?
Were you all together?
Yeah. I had to I get up early, you know, I was mentioning to him, but I was talking to him about something else, and he wondered if I was home, and I said, no, I'm out working out, and then I have to go out of town to take care of some business, and I just got back. And so what do you see?
What do you see? Because basically, she said basically when he talks a lot, he continues to talk about we and us.
Yeah, he makes we statements like we're going to do this, and this affects us like this, and I'm going to, you know, like he's already said, you know, I did all this for you, not in a nasty way.
But even in a good way, that sometimes really shouldn't. Like somebody, some people like
No, 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 he didn't say it like that. 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 He said it like, how do you say it? It was, I don't know. We were talking about gardening and, you know, we're going to do, you know, he didn't say it like threatening or, no, there was nothing like that.
I got it. It wasn't argumentative, is what you're saying.
No, 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 my gosh, no. It was very gentle, very kind, very very sweet, very, very.
Yeah, very, all right, here we go.
You don't really want this reading, do you? Do you?
Oh, no.
She's playing
oh,
with you.
Fuck.
It could be good news or bad news. When she does that, you don't know.
You guys
oh.
have this relationship that goes up and it goes down.
It's a roller coaster. Yay!
Well, it kind of reminds me of, what did they call them? Or probably still, like radio waves or...
any kind of waves in general.
Waves
in general. Yeah. Roller coasters, waves up and down. Yep.
And there's another incident coming. So, you are not the only one. I have other clients that don't come to the shows, but they arrange sessions with me. They have the same things going on. But they've said to me, knowing in advance allows them to de-intensify whatever the problem's going to be and de-escalate it.
What's the problem?
Do you see any specifics, or you just see something coming? You can't tell what it is?
Oh, boy. Well, see, now this is where I get that urge, so I want to lay them out again, but we don't have the time. So let me see what I can... Oh, yeah, I think it's going to stem from some more jealousy.
On whose part? On whose part? Okay, is it not clear yet? Because they both have their own
they
jealousy.
They do.
Thing.
You've got your little quirks with that.
But so
it's going to be on your part toward him, and I believe the situation is going to have been misinterpreted. So that's what I'm saying. Be prepared for this. Because you know that he flips out so easily. He's very, an emotionally driven kind of guy.
He doesn't like his perfect world altered.
No.
You can have other people talk to Phil.
Hey, Deb, you know what's going on? I've got a whole lineup all through the weekend. My girlfriend is setting stuff up for us to go to a bar on Saturday night and listen to a whole bunch of different bands, and she's got something going on. Then Sunday we're going to a bar and listen to somebody, and then tomorrow I'm meeting a different girlfriend and we're meeting a guy for coffee. I mean, he could easily walk into any of these places. I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
And remember, things do change. Just because they were in the cards, they have to be a continuing thing. That's why I love teaching is because it's so therapeutic for people that are looking for answers. So you don't have to go spend a fortune, you know, paying this one and that one and over here, because all that does is confuse you. So this way, if you can do your own, I want you to try to take a deep breath when you see the two of them together or see something that looks... I don't want to say shady because it's a misinterpreted visual, I guess I would say.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus, help me.
God, Jesus, help me, Lord, Lord, and Lord.
I'm sorry.
Well.
But it's to know.
It is good to know. But you'd rather see the pothole coming than to hit the goddamn thing and not know it's coming when you're driving down the road, you know? Good old analogy man here. I'm analogy metaphor guy, yes, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what's funny about that? I'm not diverting.
It's
funny
a misinterpretation. I'm going
to
run into him somewhere?
Well, I don't know the correct situation of the... what's going to happen here?
Not enough
it's showing
info yet.
Here is Lisa's feelings of jealousy are focused toward him. He's coming out now as the Ace of Diamonds in your cards. This might be too much information, but as the Ace of Diamonds, he's indicated as your partner.
People could be the aces, huh?
Well, in this situation,
I just don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about.
And then it shows the relationship, which is. This could be something that has not even...
Is that the Eight of Diamonds then?
The Eight of Diamonds means a relationship exists.
And that is something that... Uh-oh, right?
That's Lisa's.
That's
feeling toward him. And it's like, I don't know how to put this except to say it's almost like looking and thinking he's cheating on you, but realistically he's not cheating on you. I don't know how to put it. You guys have me going down this rabbit hole, you know, with this relationship.
You got to love Alice in Wonderland, yes. The old rabbit hole. Yes, indeed. Hey.
No, it's not like that. I think you're going to just happen to glimpse him, maybe giving some a girl like an extra long hug, maybe a little kiss.
A little touchy-touchy either somewhere you don't like, and it's going to piss you off.
Yeah, and you might just happen to see that, and there goes your mind. Suddenly you're overthinking, your thoughts are racing, and this is how the two of you start going into that combat zone. Yeah.
And you mean the danger zone?
Oh, yes.
Into the danger zone.
It's not that big of a deal, really. It is just a misinterpretation.
Well, what you're saying is what we have here is a failure to communicate. I think that was little Clint Eastwood movie. I think it was Cool Hand Luke or one of those movies like that. Anyway, all right, real quick. I have your angel card reading, which subject is detox your friendships. I haven't even read it yet. Your abundance flow is being affected by the people with whom you are spending time. So be discerning about your associations and relationships. Choose to be with people who are inspiring, generous, and supportive.
Boy, we all could learn from that card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've learned from these cards, these special Angels of Abundance cards. Pull them and then wait till you read it. Don't try to read it in advance.
And I've got to tell you, one of the biggest lessons I've ever had to learn from these cards is just because people act nice to you and they're so cordial and all that, it doesn't mean that they like you. I mean, I used to have girlfriends. I was married to a Navy petty officer, the one that is no longer living. These girls would come over to my place, drink coffee with me, or we'd go out for lunch, and they were all just trying to get close to my husband. And when that came out,
why? Yeah, married. Because, why would they do that?
Oh, see, there you go, Lisa.
You're in Sin City here.
Yes, this is Sin City here, but also, I'm going to really go out there and say, I think most people have a private agenda in many ways. A guy, you know, can be kind of oblivious to it. Well, he said he didn't even notice. But she told me, this one told me in a bar one night, and it has a funny ending, but she said all he would do is come over to my place for oral sex. And I was
what?
Like, my You're saying my husband. She said, yeah, that's all it was. And I looked at we were out with friends. The husband wasn't there. He was home. I looked at the guy, Don B, that was with us. Jim knows him. I said, I would like to go home right now. And she's like, no, don't run off. I said, oh, I'm running off. Get your hands off me, Mary, because I'm going to deck you.
Mary.
I'm going to deck you right here if you don't. Well, anyway, me and the guy went out to the car, and she climbed up on the hood in her mini skirt and her high heel pumps. And Don B, that was his name, he looked at me and he said, what do you want me to do? I said, let's go. So he put it in reverse, and Mary went bye-bye. And I can laugh about it now.
She was a tiny little thing.
Tiny little slut.
But sluts make the world go round in a sense. So she
had
why would she even say something like that?
Well, the alcohol was involved.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a truth serum. Yep.
But
it's like a truth serum.
Was it really happening?
It was a fact. It was a fact. There was
people
no lies.
People will use you to get to what you have.
That was all happening.
Or what you can do for them. So don't think they're all so innocent. They're not. And you may have girlfriends right now in your little pack that could be looking at, you know, what they covet from you.
Yeah, the old coveting.
You can't be coveting.
But that's what human nature is.
The girl rolled right off that.
Well, now that's somebody's worried. It was like he went in reverse.
Mary did not get squat.
No, it was the other way around.
She got her knees gunned.
She slid off.
And she needed them to be gunned.
The car went away from her body, so she could not get run over. It was in reverse.
We went in reverse. And that was the night that I was at the apartment, and I ended up sleeping with like 8 sailors. Not sleeping. They had taken the bedrooms and put all kinds of beds in there. And they took my party clothes, gave me a Navy running suit, and I slept in one of their beds with all around me.
Rachel threw out, she threw out the roll. There's like the old Western one, rolling.
Keep them doggies rolling right.
And then there was a Limp Bizkit song where they go, rolling.
That was your husband? How awful.
He was my, oh my goodness. This is the husband that put himself in swinging magazines, naked. He was in porno videos, like amateur. I mean, this guy was just a whore.
A hoa.
Yeah.
Like dice play would say, a hoa.
And he is dead now, so I just try to remember, he gave me a beautiful son, and that we'll just leave it there. But that was a funny night.
You know, those days are kind of gone nowadays.
With all this
internet, all these internet dating sites and Match.com and BlowMe.com and all this stuff, nobody goes out. You don't get a lot of these great interactions like you said. It is still happening in some big clubs in certain areas.
Yeah.
But every town, even if it was the smallest town, had tons of bars where people were out there interacting, and fights would happen and dramas would happen. And now everybody's texting each other now.
Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame.
I'm Facebook official. You know, it's all that bullshit now. Those were good days, let me tell you, my friends. Even if they were bad days where there were fights in parking lots and stuff. Nobody broke out guns. You just fought.
It was the Wild West.
You throw some punches and you go home and you put Band-Aids on and you go out and do it another day.
And you have no idea how many men are raising children that aren't even theirs here. You know, you've got 1 million military people. They're coming, going, flying. You know, things are happening. Yeah. So I don't know. We got off on a tangent.
Lisa,
try not to be too trusting, because you're like the lady that called up on the phone earlier, Sharon. She's got a real serious enemy in that woman.
But hers is the workplace thing, not the relationship thing. But still,
Do you think I'm too trusting of my neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
She does. I have no cards, even though I'm nodding my head. Yeah, you are.
We're not saying
you need to give your DNA to the police or they're going to disappear. We're just saying that he's kind of broken, and I think he is, I don't want to say, he's using you a little bit to make his life happy, which is kind of not.
We all use each other.
We all kind of do, but he's taking it to
He's not cheating, though. I mean, he's not going out there and doing stuff behind my back.
Whoa! Here I get to jump in now. How the hell can that guy cheat? How can he cheat when there's not cheating? When you're not a couple, you're not intimate, you're not boyfriend-girlfriend, you haven't made an official commitment, how could he be cheating? That is my question to the entire planet.
He knows me, and he knows, I mean, we have an agreement.
Whoa, you have an agreement. What was your agreement? Give me the terms of that agreement. Or is this an assumed agreement? Because those don't fly.
I'm not having sex with anybody.
If you have an assumed agreement, I have many a girlfriend that have gotten pissed at me before because they thought, I assumed we were an item. We're not an item if we don't say we're a goddamn item. Don't assume shit.
Well, hey, Deb, do you think does he consider himself single and ready to mingle?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I think, though, that he doesn't quite understand or want to honor any boundaries that you guys might have. That's a whole different way.
It is a new way of saying, or his boundaries move a little bit, right?
He doesn't.
They're not rigid boundaries. They move.
He doesn't see any boundaries between us. I mean, in our connection with each other. He doesn't.
He knows, Lisa, you're a sure thing. All right, you're not going anywhere.
And he knows that she has boundaries, right?
Yeah.
But he likes to move his around a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, here's my boundary. I'm going to push it over here, and I'm going to move it back and push it over here. Oh, she's pissed off. I'm going to move my boundary back now because I don't want to piss her off.
And yeah. I think, bottom line, you care for him more than he cares for you. And that is just reality.
Yeah, it is reality. And there's like, you know, they say 50 shades of gray.
I don't know. He seemed pretty broken up these past few days when I wasn't talking to him.
Okay.
You know.
Of course, that's not because his world has been disrupted and he's selfish. You're not there, right? It's because he misses you. Remember, this guy likes his world not to be disrupted.
Oh, it's got to be serene all the time.
So he probably misses you, but I think he misses his perfect little world.
Well, the thing is, it creates anxiety.
Yes.
And with anxiety, then he's escalating into panic.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
Right. And it takes a person who's been through that to understand it. Then all kinds of defenses go up. And a lot of times that's when they run. But he runs right back. He will run away, kind of calm himself down, and then he just comes right back.
He runs away when discussions are unpleasant, when subjects come up that are unpleasant.
And, yeah.
He doesn't, he didn't go anywhere. He was hibernating. He didn't want to go to the things that we normally go to, and he just locked himself in his place, you know. So, and he was upset.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're not going to solve this whole issue tonight.
We aren't, and that's why we have other shows, so she may call again.
Yes, and watch.
And thank you. She held also, like some people.
Yeah.
She held on the phone forever.
Watch how
thank you so much for that,
things
Lisa.
Develop. Watch and see. What you see may not really be the way it is.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. That's true. I mean, you got to kind of be very, like a chameleon, you got to be very adaptive on the fly. What you think is one thing right now might not be the next thing in an hour or so by his reaction. It sounds like I'm not licking a toad or I'm on acid. It sounds like I'm talking like I'm on drugs. But you have guys have a very fluid situation.
Yeah.
You have a certain set of boundaries. He doesn't have a set of boundaries that are rigid. He moves them around a little bit. He's got a new friend. He likes to move it over. And says, oh, she's just a friend. I'm going to talk to her and touch her. And you don't like it, and then he gets pissed off because, oh, you disrupted his world. You brought up something you didn't like. So he's going to pout, lock himself in his fucking room, and I don't know what he does. Fold his underwear or something. I don't know what the hell he's doing in there.
Well,
but
they both go through their paces.
Yeah, I don't
in
know.
This, you know, I even look at the cards when we're on the air to try to get another, you know, handle on this.
Facebook is next.
Yeah, we're going to Pat.
Okay, that's cool. I didn't know.
Yeah, so Lisa, please keep calling in.
Yeah. And like I said, this was probably the longest you ever held. Thank you so much for being patient.
Yes.
Thank
usually
you, guys.
Get you in by the halfway point. Now, don't dwell on this. Just have that pre-knowledge.
And remember, big picture, you didn't see a catastrophic outcome,
no.
Right?
No.
So what she brought up, big, I like to always summarize, but you might see something that's going to piss you off a little bit. But it's not the end of the world. You don't need to freak out and lose sleep, right?
Right. And if he is likely going to tell you, it's not what you think it was. This is somebody that I, you know, did a little something
or
for
whatever,
or whatever.
Friend.
Yeah.
And Deb's saying he's actually right in that case.
Yeah.
But it's not going to look that way when you catch
no.
it. You're going to look and say, holy goat shit, he is.
Remember the expression, a prince deceiving.
Yeah, you can... It's like you can take, like on the internet they do now, you can take a video of a speech and you can just take one tiny little bit and make that speech look so different than it really was. You could walk over, you could just glance over and catch like a half of a second of something and think, holy crap, but it wasn't what it was overall, right?
Right.
You're bloody well right.
All right, Lisa. Good luck to you, my dear.
Yes, we'll talk soon.
All right, you guys have a good one.
You
yes,
too.
You
and
too.
I can't answer that she still has daylight where
I
she
know.
Is. Yes.
The clock spins here. I don't
yes,
know.
It does. Oh, thank you so much, Lisa. She's
okay.
back on hold.
I said she had a quick question.
All right, Pat, type it in, or you can do the, what do we call, what shall we say? You can do the audio video Deborah Lee messenger thing, or just type it in for Deborah. Because it's Facebook next. We're not going to, we can't go to Blog Talk. We have a set alternate.
We're
going to
do this on Wednesday.
Alternate Wednesday. So if you're on hold even on the phone, we can't go to phone right now.
Pat,
no.
Area 202. Oh, she's on the phone.
We're not going to the phone right
oh,
now.
We're not. Oh,
we're not
well,
going to the phone. Sorry, Pat.
Well, come.
Deb, it's alternate Wednesdays. We have to take Facebook. Type your question. Otherwise, then why even call it alternate Wednesdays if you're going to just deviate anytime you feel like it? Can't do that. You got to be rigid. Rigid to rules.
But I think they
or she can't, so we go back to Facebook. She would be next.
Well,
blog
actually,
talk.
I've got to call it a night.
Well,
I mean,
just,
for
we
the
just
show.
Still do a Facebook.
Yes, and I just wanted to, Pat, can you write it in real quick?
Type it in
or
messenger
do you
want
to call on the messenger?
Because it's not fair if we do that, because in all the Facebook, they're like, what are you doing? You're taking phone calls. He took two phone calls in a row, and that's not, we said we would not do that.
She's really sick, too, remember? Hard for her to talk.
I'll take it, and then I'm going to walk away. Because I don't like deviating.
Where are you walking? To North Carolina?
I might go to hell. I might walk the hill.
I'm sorry.
I know you're not well. I know.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm sorry. I didn't know about Wednesday. I'm withdrawing from the steroids also, which is horrible. Okay, quick question. I was invited at my apartment building to go to an awards thing for my volunteering. I also have my job on Sundays, which is bringing me extra money. So I moved it to Friday. We can't do Friday. Now I'm wondering, should I just cancel this award thing and do the job? You know I need money, but is this awards thing important? There's also probably going to be that nasty woman there, so I just don't know.
I don't even think we need the cards for this, because if the nasty woman's going to be there, she's going to raise your blood pressure, so to speak. You might relapse, and you don't need any of that. So,
I ignore her, and I know they're going to give me a fair amount of attention because Sarah has always forgotten to acknowledge me. So she'll make a fairly big deal about it, I think. I don't know, maybe not.
Well, I'll lay them out for you. We'll look at it.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I just literally cannot decide. You know, money gets you. You need it. And suddenly the plans were changed.
Well, and the thing is, too, the world is full of nasty people, you know.
Right.
Sometimes we just have to let it be like water off a duck's back.
Right. I've gotten real good about it. She can feel that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, these cards say that you would have to force yourself to go. If these were my cards, I wouldn't go.
Okay.
Because they're very negative.
Oh, really?
But don't make them feel like you're not appreciative, you know?
Oh, no, I would do that. So the award is really not that important? It doesn't mean that much?
No, and I think you're just going to come away with a bad taste in your mouth. From the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Empower yourself and not go.
Yeah, sometimes they do these things and it's just such an incredible waste of time. So, okay. Listen, Jimbo, apologies. I didn't know what was going on tonight, but I do appreciate you.
I thought it was all Wednesdays.
I'm fine with it. I'm a lot more flexible. Remember, he's a spade. And I'm a club.
But I thought on Blog Talk Radio. I use Blog Talk Radio's number, don't I? Maybe I don't.
You did call on Blog Talk Radio, and then you asked on Facebook about And I said, hey, it's alternate Wednesday. I told you about the whole new thing we're trying out tonight, alternating.
Okay.
That's what I was.
Okay. I was just checking to see if you were going to take calls. All right. I'll try to figure it all out. But listen, thank you so much.
Yes, Pat, you get well.
You have the Angels of Abundance Oracle card before you shall depart.
And these are really, they're interesting cards. There's a lot of explanation. And we're going to just roll it. And I'm going to read it without even pre-reading it. Subject is moonlighting. These are angels of abundance, some kind of abundance subject. You can start working on your dream career part-time while keeping your other job to pay the bills. Soon, your dream career will take flight and fully support you.
Would that be art?
Pat? Oh, I hope so. But Deborah and Jimbo, moonlighting, that's my job on Sunday. So that's perfect, too. Yes, I do.
Really?
Hope.
Well, that's what it said. You can moonlight to get the money you need, but then you can, what it was called for her?
It will take over and actually. So basically, a lot of people moonlight, not for different reasons. Some people moonlight because they moonlight the thing they really love, but it can't support them.
Exactly.
And that card was, the thing you really love that you're moonlighting on, actually, if you keep at it, that is going to do what you were dreaming it would do.
Yeah.
That's a good
card.
And that's what we do in life, right? Sometimes we take jobs digging ditches, but we don't do that forever.
Right.
That's a nice card. Listen, appreciate it. And Deborah, I've gotten mine for a reading. If I don't know what your schedule is going to be like, but just know I'm thinking about scheduling a reading.
Okay. And remember now that a lot of us are having that tower moment before we go.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's the time.
And this time it seems connected to the eclipse. Hybrid eclipse.
The little path journey is starting in about a little bit over an hour.
I really thought with the way I was early, like this morning, I honestly thought that I was cracking up.
I was ready to get to take a flight to Iceland.
Oh my goodness! I've been feeling. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
You can feel tragic. You might just burst out into tears. I've heard from others today that have had some real big tower moments happening. And what it really means, you can read up on it, but it means a shift in your life is coming.
And what's funny is there are different places that have different philosophies on it, but they're kind of the same. Like there's the astrological people that talk about the significance of that.
Yeah.
You talked about the tarot card thing with the tower.
Yeah.
And then there's other people that talk about the hybrid thing. So it's like,
So set intentions during this eclipse.
Right.
Everybody.
And if you're feeling it, don't feel like your eggs are scrambled. It's something.
Oh, my God. You're so right. I was thinking, good Lord, a little bit of depression just knocks me off my feet. So, okay, thank you. This is helpful. And do you know where I live, Deborah and Jimbo? Tower Lane.
Yes.
Tower Lane.
Tower?
No, Tower what?
Tower.
Tower Lane.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Well, stand by. You might want to, if you're going to be up, and I heard you coughing. Are you still sick?
Yes, she is.
Yes, I am. But
are you improving
and then
or not getting worse?
I am improving. Now I'm withdrawing from the steroids. Put me into depression. And really, my mind is horrible, paranoid.
Those steroids,
another thing is you can get really dizzy. And I'm not saying this as a joke.
Dizzy
Deb.
Yeah.
I was super dizzy
today. Yes, I've been dizzy. Yep.
So is she.
Thank you both so much. Yep.
And make sure you get lots of rest because you know what? I sound like a freaking parent or a doctor, but I haven't learned a lot over 50-some years, but I've learned that rest helps the body beat down the damn virus.
Different body systems that chance to
It does.
Recuperate.
Sometimes it's hard to do. She's caring for a dog. She's got other
sure.
stuff going on. But when you get those little moments, take a nap. Take a nap.
You guys are great. I appreciate it.
Pat, I'll
thank
be in,
you because I know
I'll
she helped.
Touch, yeah.
She helped forever.
Oh, she did.
Thank you so much.
Love you guys. Take care.
Now we love you too.
We
Bye-bye.
Shall be that again. And folks, I think we're coming.
Yeah, we're gonna have
to our 90-minute mark because all good things must come to an end. We appreciate. We got double-digit folks watching.
Yeah.
We
Very
like
lovely.
It. Yes. Hey, we recommend right. Remember, we'll talk about it. We have time. I extended a little bit. The hybrid.
Well,
eclipse.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be coverage coming like in the next hour on the internet.
Yes.
Depending on where you Eastern time. I mean, well, our coverage is everywhere, but it's going to be coverage on the internet.
Remember, don't look directly at it.
Right. If you're in the land of Aussies, where Rachel is. She says it's a good while away from her. She told us the distance while far away it is from the optimal viewing, but so she's in the zone.
Sure.
She's in the right continent, the right country. We are not.
So, yes.
And Rachel says she's not. She's not going to look into it.
Yeah, I know. But this is for the people that might be listening that have no conception.
It's tempting.
It is. Look what I did when I was 17.
It is tempting.
I felt blind for a very long time. Very long.
And what did we have here? Like, what was that? How many years ago? 4 or 5 years ago, we had a partial.
Yeah. It was weird.
And you guys, I don't know, you and Daryl were doing something when I came here.
I was at the orthopedist.
Yeah. And I was here doing something with a dog. And the color got weird out there. And that was just a partial. So I've never been to a total eclipse. But apparently it gets like nighttime. You see stars and all that shit. That's got to be bizarre, you know?
It is.
I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah.
It's 11 o'clock in the morning and I see stars.
Oh, my God.
Black.
That's very
I would
surreal.
Like to experience that someday, but it's not on a bucket list.
Yeah,
it's not the end of the
surreal.
World.
Surreal.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, to.
It's like the day that it happened. Remember when you were talking about it here?
Yeah.
It was there was not a cloud in the sky, but it looked like it was kind of cloudy out. It's just really weird. It was cloudy out. No, it's not cloudy out. It's a partial eclipse going on.
Well, I was sitting in the window with on an examining table with my leg up in a cast. And I'm looking out the window, and I actually saw the shadows going like this.
Oh, I never even saw that.
Oh,
yeah.
With the trees and the building. And it went like it was 11 o'clock in the morning. Suddenly, it was like 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I remember the dogs
yeah.
were out. Oh, man, I'll tell you, we love our dogs, and it's a whole different crew. That was a while ago. Dogs were out, and they were kind of acting a little weird, like, what the hell is going
well,
on?
They
thought like they
yeah.
thought it was, like, sunset. Like, it was sunset.
They react to weather and
yeah.
stuff, too.
They weren't freaking out, but they were like, it's like it's getting nighttime. Must be getting ready to eat and do all that shit sort of thing. No, it's the middle of the day, doggies.
Well, everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody's going to have to.
Well, we should start.
Yes,
we're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we will talk about that. And it was Ultimate Wednesday, so the blog talk is still up.
Yes, but we really like to get you folks in a lot. You
Absolutely.
Sit here so patiently.